Pfeiffer is a graduate student in environmental studies at UW-Madison. She says the petitions were signed by those in Wisconsin and other states.
Measures on climate censorship have been popping up across the country, which has been starting to build this nationwide response. People don't want this type of censorship in American political dialogues.
The ban on climate change activities was handed down by those in control of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. This includes the Republican Attorney General and Republican State Treasurer Matt Adamczyk. On WPR earlier this week, Adamczyk defended his vote to ban the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands from climate change activities during work time.
It's not a ban on every word. It has to do more with the fact that I don't want, in this case, our executive director, to fly out to Washington, D.C., like she did in 2009, and testify before Congress about global warming.
That occurred under a previous Democratic governor a year before Walker was elected. Adamczyk says staffers should only do agency-related activities during work. The agency oversees timber harvesting on public land. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.